May 12, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. Holy Disobedience. Opening Prayer. Mighty God, thank you for the work of your Spirit that has drawn me to faith and continues to sanctify me. As you abide in me, give me a heart growing in its desire to do good. Read Exodus chapter 1. The Israelites oppressed. These are the names of the sons of Israel who went to Egypt with Jacob, each with his family: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The descendants of Jacob numbered 70 in all. Joseph was already in Egypt. Now Joseph and all his brothers and all that generation died. But the Israelites were exceedingly fruitful. They multiplied greatly, increased in numbers, and became so numerous that the land was filled with them. Then a new king, to whom Joseph meant nothing, came to power in Egypt. "Look," he said to his people, "the Israelites have become far too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous, and, if war breaks out, will join our enemies, fight against us, and leave the country." So they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor. And they built Pithom and Ramses as store cities for Pharaoh. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites and worked them ruthlessly. They made their lives bitter with harsh labor in brick and mortar, and with all kinds of work in the fields. In all their harsh labor, the Egyptians worked them ruthlessly. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Shiphrah and Puah, "When you are helping the Hebrew women during childbirth on the delivery stool, if you see that the baby is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live." The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, "Why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live?" The midwives answered Pharaoh, "Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive." So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people: "Every Hebrew boy that is born you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live." Reflect. What are some situations where it might be appropriate to follow the Apostle Peter's dictum: "We must obey God rather than human beings"? Acts chapter 5, verse 29. In Jerusalem's Yad Vashem, the World Holocaust Remembrance Center, an avenue of trees commemorates people who resisted Nazi pressure in order to rescue Jews from the Holocaust. One of them is dedicated to Oskar Schindler, hero of Schindler's List, the German industrialist who saved many Jews from the gas chambers. Today we read of others who defied the commands of a despot to secure the safety of the children of Israel. At the end of the book of Genesis, a grateful Pharaoh welcomed Joseph's extended family, the children of Israel. Genesis chapter 47, verses 1 through 12. As the years pass, the descendants of the economic migrants increase in number. When a new pharaoh, probably from a new dynasty, assumes the throne, he views the immigrant community not as a blessing, but as a potential threat. Does this portrayal of an immigrant community sound familiar? To keep the Israelite community under control, Pharaoh first enslaves them, then tries to stem its growth by killing newborn boys. Two midwives defy Pharaoh and let the male babies live. When questioned, they say that Israelite women have especially short labor. When is it acceptable to be less than truthful to the authorities? Much to the frustration of historians, the name of this pharaoh is not recorded. But Shiphrah and Puah, the disobedient midwives, are remembered by name. Apply. Against which injustices should you act? Closing prayer. Almighty God, I lift up to you persecuted minorities in my own country and around the world. Give me your heart for them and make me a part of the safety and justice they need.